Hey, what's going on? This is Hapa School Spring Session, Week 1, Day 1. It's the first day of the spring session, and I hope you're ready to have a blast. Today we're going to listen to episode 340 from the Hapa Eikaiwa podcast. In this episode, I share a quote by Jacob Riis about the importance of persistence and patience. Are you ready? Let's get started. Question of the day. What is the key to achieving breakthrough moments? Let's listen to the podcast. When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at its rock, perhaps 100 times without so much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two, and I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. This is a famous quote from a social reformer, Jacob Riis, that I recently came across, and it has deeply resonated with me. This quote is also displayed in the locker room of one of the most successful teams in NBA history, the San Antonio Spurs. I think we sometimes think that breakthrough moments are a result of one decision, one action, or one defining moment. But that's not how it works. It's the consistent hard work that you put in and day out that accumulates over time that leads to breakthrough moments. And even if you feel like the effort you're putting in today isn't moving the needle, just remember it's being saved up for a later time. You may not see it and you may not even feel it, but every time you hit that rock, you're getting one step closer to breaking through. Success doesn't come to those who try to split the rock in one or two attempts and give up right after. Success comes to people who keep hammering away until the rock finally breaks in half. You have to be patient, persistent, and you have to stay committed to consistently working hard every day. If you're at a point in your life right now where you feel like you've hit a plateau and not moving forward, just remember the stonecutter and keep hammering away. Let's go over the answer. What is the key to achieving breakthrough moments? The key to achieving breakthrough moments is to consistently work hard every day. Phrases of the day. Number 1. Move the needle.
目立った変化をもたらす。直訳で針を動かすとなるこの表現は目立った変化をもたらすことを意味します。ここで使われているニーロは速度計や騒音計などの針を指し、スピードや音の変化で針が動くことから由来しています。この表現のポイントは、小さな変化ではなく著しい変化が見られるときに使われ、例えば新商品を売り出すときに、
Hopefully this new product will move the needle.
この新商品が売り上げを大きく伸ばしてくれることを期待しています、と言ったり、新商品が売り上げに目立った変化をもたらさなかったときに
Our new product didn't move the needle
と言ったりします。この表現は主にビジネスの場で使われますが、日常会話で使っても問題ありません。
Do you think this new service will move the needle?
この新サービスは売り上げを大きく伸ばしてくれると思いますか?
We hope the training program for the new employees moves the needle.
新入社員向けの研修プログラムが変化をもたらすことを願っています。
Our goal is to move the needle on English education in Japan.
私たちの目標は日本の英語教育に変化をもたらすことです。
Number 2. Hammer away.
コツコツ取り組む。本来、hammer away はハンマーで物を叩き続けることを意味する表現ですが、日常会話ではコツコツ頑張り続けることを意味する比喩的な表現としても使われます。特に諦めずにずっと頑張り続ける意味合いが含まれており、例えば、英語力がなかなか伸びないことを悩んでいる友達に、
Don't give up and keep hammering away.
諦めないで頑張り続けてと励ましの言葉を送るような状況で使えます。何々にコツコツ取り組むは、
Hammer away at 何々と表し、
例えば、私はプロジェクトにコツコツ取り組んでいるは、
I'm hammering away at my project と言います。
その他、hammer away には自分のアイデアや提案、発言などを何度も繰り返す意味もあり、例えば、 彼はミーティング中、ずっとその点を繰り返し強調していたは、
He kept hammering away at that point all meeting
のように表現します。
I spent all week hammering away at my presentation.
私は一週間ずっとプレゼンに打ち込みました。
Keep hammering away and it will pay off in the end.
コツコツ頑張り続ければ最後には必ず報われます。
Our teacher kept hammering away at the importance of grammar.
私たちの先生は文法の重要性を訴え続けていました。
Repeat after me. Number one, move the needle.Do you think this new service will move the needle? We hope the training program for the new employees moves the needle. Our goal is to move the needle on English education in Japan.Number two, hammer away. I spent all week hammering away at my presentation. Keep hammering away and it will pay off in the end. Our teacher kept hammering away at the importance of grammar. Instantaneous translation. After I say the Japanese sentence, say out loud the English translation. Hammer away.
私は一週間ずっとプレゼンに打ち込みました。
I spent all week hammering away at my presentation. Move the needle.
私たちの目標は日本の英語教育に変化をもたらすことです。
Our goal is to move the needle on English education in Japan.Hammer away.
コツコツ頑張り続ければ最後には必ず報われます。
Keep hammering away and it will pay off in the end. Move the needle.
この新サービスは売り上げを大きく伸ばしてくれると思いますか?
Do you think this new service will move the needle? Hammer away.
私たちの先生は文法の重要性を訴え続けていました。
Our teacher kept hammering away at the importance of grammar.Move the needle.
新入社員向けの研修プログラムが変化をもたらすことを願っています。
We hope the training program for the new employees moves the needle. Let's listen to the podcast one more time.When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at its rock, perhaps 100 times without so much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two, and I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. This is a famous quote from a social reformer Jacob Riis that I recently came across, and it has deeply resonated with me. This quote is also displayed in the locker room of one of the most successful teams in NBA history, the San Antonio Spurs. I think we sometimes think that breakthrough moments are a result of one decision, one action, or one defining moment. But that's not how it works. It's the consistent hard work that you put in and day out that accumulates over time that leads to breakthrough moments. And even if you feel like the effort you're putting in today isn't moving the needle, just remember it's being saved up for a later time. You may not see it and you may not even feel it, but every time you hit that rock, you're getting one step closer to breaking through. Success doesn't come to those who try to split the rock in one or two attempts and give up right after. Success comes to people who keep hammering away until the rock finally breaks in half. You have to be patient, persistent, and you have to stay committed to consistently working hard every day. If you're at a point in your life right now where you feel like you've hit a plateau and not moving forward, just remember the stonecutter and keep hammering away. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Of the many quotes I have written down in my notebook, this quote by Jacob Riis is one of my favorites. It reminds me of the importance of being patient, persistent, and keeping my eyes on the prize. In addition to being patient and persistent, I feel like this quote is trying to teach us the importance of finding meaning in our daily actions. Whether it's your job, studying English, or maintaining good health, most of what we do in our lives consists of repetition. While it takes repetition to get better at something, repetition can also lead to boredom or loss of motivation. When you repeat something over and over without seeing much improvement every day, I think it's natural to start wondering whether there's any point in continuing. We might even begin to believe our daily repetitive actions provide little significance. The more we do something, the less special it feels, right? But this quote about the stonecutter teaches us that though every repetitive action we do every day may feel similar, they are actually not the same. In the words of the stonecutter, no two blows are the same. We have to realize each action we perform is unique and different, no matter how similar it may seem. And every little action we perform builds up every day, and over time, it leads to big results. Awesome work today! Every time you hit your rock, you may feel like it's not making any impact. But it's important to keep in mind that every time you hit the rock, you're getting one step closer to your ultimate goal. Every hit makes a difference. And although it may not be obvious at the moment, there is meaning to the daily actions you perform every day. I have more inspiring quotes coming your way this week. Have a great day, and I will see you again tomorrow morning. Take it easy. Peace.